USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Leaders in eastern Ukraine have ordered a full military mobilization amid growing fears in the West that Russia is planning to invade the neighboring country. The announcement coming on Saturday amid a spike in violence along the line of contact between Ukrainian forces and the pro-Russian rebels in recent days. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg reminding Russia at the Munich Security Conference on Saturday,
NATO is a defensive alliance. We are not threatening Russia or anyone else, but we will take all necessary measures to protect and defend all allies.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is overseeing military exercises taking place in Moscow by Russia's nuclear forces. The drills include launching ballistic missiles. USA Radio News.
Let's see, something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Canadian trucker Harold Joinker is among those calling for an end to COVID vaccine mandates in his country. He tells Fox News he plans to keep attending protests at Ottawa's Parliament Hill.
We're not giving up. They can try this. They can put an emergency act in on a peaceful protest. But we know we're in the right. We know that we're doing the right thing. And we're looking forward to a beautiful family weekend up on the hill.
Canadian police say they've arrested over 100 peaceful protesters in downtown Ottawa. The National Archives says former President Trump took classified materials with him to Mar-a-Lago when he left the White House. The agency saying the Justice Department has been consulted about the matter. The highly sensitive material in question is being described by the National Archives as classified national security information. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets for MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
United Airlines' COVID-19 vaccine mandate has violated some employees' religious beliefs, according to a federal appeals court. The treatment of the religious objections triggering a lawsuit, which asked a court to block the mandate for them, but a federal judge in November 2021 declined to do so, asserting plaintiffs didn't prove they would suffer. In a new ruling, two judges on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit found United's treatment of religious objectors amounted to coercion, the judge remanding the case back down to a U.S. district judge who was appointed by former President Trump. Following last year's reports from the mother of Tamir Rice that Black Lives Matter activists were profiting from the police killing of her child, Amazon has dropped Black Lives Matter from its charity platform, Amazon Smile. This comes after the group failed to disclose where tens of millions of dollars in donations have gone. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Donnell says BLM has failed to assist the communities in need of the group's aid.
So there's a lot of people in the Black community who were happy to see an organization that was coming to rally to the defense of the fears and the concerns and the pain that they were having. But unfortunately, what has happened is that this organization has taken in the money but not given any support.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.